Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing to talk about a series I've entitled, You've Already Got It. We're now into our third week. I've already covered some of the basics from Ephesians chapter 1, that we aren't waiting on God to do things for us. God has already anticipated everything that you could ever need, and He's already supplied everything through Jesus. If you need to be born again, Jesus has already died for your sins and provided salvation, and all you have to do is receive it. If you need to be healed, He's already died for your sickness and disease. It says 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed. Through the atonement that Jesus took, through the stripes that He took on His back 2,000 years ago. If you need to receive a financial miracle, God has already given you the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. He doesn't give you money directly, but He has given you an anointing, and He has already provided prosperity. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 says that, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you through His poverty might be made rich. Whatever it is that you need, Jesus doesn't have to provide it. You don't have to do something to motivate Him to meet your need. He's already anticipated every need that you could ever have, and He's already supplied it. And this is what I've been teaching for 2 weeks. This brings us to a point where people say, well, I can see, you know, again, for 2 weeks I've been saying this same thing, so there's a lot more. If today's the first day that you've heard me teach on this, there's a lot more explanation and verifying this by Scripture than what I've given, you know, in this brief introduction today. But if you accept all of those things and say, I can see it in the Word that by His stripes I was healed, He's already blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I have the same power that raised Christ up from the dead. It's already living in me. I can see this in Scripture, but here is what I see in my flesh. Here's my financial bank statement. Here's what the doctor says. Here's what the Bible says, but here's what the doctor says. I just can't understand it. Which is it? It could be both. There is a spiritual world and there is a physical world, and it's in the spiritual world that God has moved and provided all of these things. And then the verses that I was using yesterday out of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith gives substance, tangibility. You could say that faith brings into the physical realm what is already true in the spiritual realm. Faith is like a bridge. You know, here is the spiritual realm. God is a spirit, John 4:24. And God moves in the spiritual world. And whether or not what God is doing and what God has provided ever impacts and changes your physical world is not an indication of what God has done. It's an indication of whether you, by faith, can build a bridge. Faith is like a bridge that allows God and everything that is true in the spiritual world to come over into the physical world. The truth is, if you are born again, then on the inside of you, you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. And yet you could be dying of cancer, you could have back problems, you could have kidney problems, you could have sugar diabetes, you could have poor eyesight, you could have cirrhosis, you could have neuropathy. You can have a million different things in your body, and yet at the same time in the spiritual you, you have the exact same power that raised Christ from the dead. And how do you get it from the spiritual realm into the physical realm? Faith gives substance to things that are in the unseen realm and brings it into physical, tangible reality. And I know some of you are thinking, oh, this is weird. This is hard to understand. But I also used on our program yesterday out of Genesis chapter 3 that I believe when Adam and Eve were created, they were created not just with 5 senses, but with 6 senses. The 6th sense was faith. They had an ability to see with their heart. not just with their eyes. And you can see this in Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 and 7, when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then it says their eyes were open and they saw that they were naked. They weren't one stitch more naked before or after they ate of the tree than they were before they ate of it. In the natural, they were naked before and after, but it was only their perception that changed. Prior to eating of the tree, prior to sin entering the human race, they were walking by faith and not by sight. That's what 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says should be the normal for us. And I believe that that's the way that God created man. He created us so that we weren't just physical. We didn't only know what was going on in the physical, natural world, but we were also able to see and perceive the spiritual world. And Adam and Eve were so dominated and controlled by the spiritual world that they didn't even really pay attention to the physical world, so much so that they had never really noticed that they were naked. Now that is being God conscious, to be so God conscious that you didn't even pay attention to whether or not you're clothed. Most of us can't even relate to that, but I believe that Adam and Eve were that God conscious. And when they ate of the tree, their spiritual eyesight left. They died spiritually and they became limited to what we can only see. You know, some people who are listening to what I'm saying and you're kind of getting the gist of it, you're sitting there thinking, boy, this is strange. That's weird. I'm not sure about this. But you know what? I think, and you may sit there and pity me and think he's delusional and he's just not dealing with reality. But I pity you because you don't realize that there is so much going on behind the scenes that you can't perceive with just your five senses. If you are only going by what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, you're only playing with half a deck. You aren't even aware of what's going on behind the scenes. You know, the Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6 that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There are many of you who think, well, man, you're a little strange thinking that there's things out here that you can't see and feel. And yet the Bible says that you aren't wrestling just with physical human beings. There are demonic powers. There is a spirit of Antichrist in this world that is working through people. And if you don't understand this, then you're going to sit there and you're going to be fighting with people and arguing with them instead of going past the external, the flesh and blood, and dealing with the demonic thing that's inspiring them. And you aren't going to really be successful. You aren't going to the root of the problem. You're just cutting off the problems at ground level and leaving all of the roots there. I'm telling you, there's demonic things that are going on behind the scenes. And a person that doesn't acknowledge this, you're just only playing with half a deck. You aren't dealing with all of reality. Some people would say, well, you're the one that's not into reality. You believe there's things going on that you can't even see. Well, that's what the Bible teaches. And you know what? It just depends on what you believe. If you think that what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, that this is the end of reality, there isn't anything that exists unless it can be proven in a test tube, unless you can somehow or another get some kind of a test to verify it, then it isn't real, it doesn't exist. If that's what you believe, then you have shut yourself off to the spiritual realm, to God and all of the things that He has to offer. Again, I believe that Adam and Eve used to walk by the Spirit. They weren't limited to just five senses. They had six senses. But did you know that there are instances where God has opened up people's eyes to let them see into the spiritual realm? Look at this passage in 2 Kings chapter 6. And this is an instance where Elisha, the prophet of God, had been telling the king of Israel all of the plans of the Syrians. And every time that the Syrians would plan an ambush against the Israelites, God would tell Elisha, and he would send to the king of Israel, and he would escape from the ambush, and he would ambush the Syrians' ambush. And after this happened so many times, the king of Syria finally said, somebody here's got to be a traitor. Somebody here is for the Israelites. You've got to be giving away my plans. There's no way that people could you know, function this way without having inside information. And one of his servants says, it's none of us, but there is a man in Israel, Elisha, who tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. And this ungodly Syrian king, man, he trembled. He was fearful when he realized what was happening. So he sent all of his armies, and he found where Elisha and his servant were. They were in a city called Dothan. And when Elisha's servant got up in the morning, he looked out on he stood on the city wall and looked out, and there were Syrian troops by the thousands that surrounded the city. Now, if you had been giving away the battle plans of an enemy, and all of a sudden you saw the enemy surrounding your house, wouldn't you know that the jig is up, that they had found you out, that they were there for you? And that's exactly what this servant did. And so, look at this. In verse, this is 2 Kings chapter 6, and in verse 15 it says, "And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do?" That is just an old English or a King James English way of saying he panicked. What are we going to do? He knew that they were in trouble. And look what Elisha did in verse 16. He answered and said, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Now, this is really important, and this illustrates what I've been trying to say the last few days. Because, see, if all you think that is real is what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, your five senses, if you think only this physical world is real and there anything else is make-believe, it's not reality, if that's what you think, then you're going to have to say that Elisha lied. Because in the natural realm, looking only at the physical, natural things, you could count the Syrians by thousands, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000, 20, whatever it was. You could count them by thousands, and then you look over and you go, 1, 2, amen. If all you're doing is looking in the physical realm, Elisha lied. And did you know that there's a lot of people who think that any time you talk about that, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, when the physical doctor's medical report proves that you aren't healed, a lot of people would sit there and say, well, see, you're just lying. You're just one of these name it, claim it, blab it, grab it guys that believes that if you'll say something is so when it really isn't so, then eventually you think it'll become so. That's what a lot of people think faith is. It's just faking it until you make it. You just say something is real when it really isn't real, and if you'll believe it hard enough, then something will become real. And see, if that's what you think, well, then you would think that Elisha lied. Because in the natural realm, there was only two of them, and there was thousands and thousands and thousands of Syrian troops. But look at the next verse. Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes." In other words, this isn't talking about this servant's physical eyes. I'm sure that his physical eyes were wide open. They were as big as saucers looking at all the enemy that he knew had come to catch him. This isn't talking about his physical eyes. He's talking about opening up the eyes of his heart. Do you remember what I was saying earlier about Adam and Eve? That I believe they had six senses, not just five. They could see with their heart. They could walk by faith, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And because of that, they could see into the spiritual realm. They could see things. But when they ate of the fruit, the forbidden fruit, then their spiritual eyesight closed. They died spiritually, and they were limited to only what they could see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. Then all of their descendants were reproduced in their likeness. They were limited to only what they could see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. And only the people, as they came into relationship with God and began to believe God, some people could get beyond the physical, but it was the exception rather than the rule. This servant of Elijah was a carnal servant that was going only by what he could see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, his five senses. And so when Elisha prayed and said, open his eyes, it wasn't talking about his physical eyes. His physical eyes were already open. But what this was, it was a complete reversal of what happened to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve used to walk by faith, then they ate of the forbidden tree, and they lost their ability to see in the spiritual realm, and they became only physical. And all of their descendants lived that way. And here was this descendant of Adam and Eve who was looking with his eyes but couldn't see in the spiritual realm. Elisha was praying, "Lord, open up the eyes of his heart," is what he was praying. He wasn't praying for his physical eyes. He was praying for his spiritual eyesight that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Now, when the Lord opened up the eyes of this servant is not when the horses and chariots of fire, the angels of God, begin to come. No, they were already there, but they were in an unseen realm. This didn't cause the Lord to send the angels when Elijah prayed. They were already there. But it's when it's just his servant was able to open up his eyes. He was able to see into the spiritual realm. And here's another great truth, that just because these horses and chariots of fire were round about them and more numerous than the enemy troops, just because that was true, that did not make the natural reality go away. There was still a physical reality, and that is that this city, Elisha and his servant, were surrounded by Syrians who had come to take them. That was still true. But there was another truth, and that is that there were more with Elisha than there were with all of the Syrian troops. Boy, that is a powerful truth right there. See, some people say, "Well, the Bible says that I was healed, but the doctor says that I'm sick, so which is it?" It could be both. The truth is that you do have the supernatural healing power of God on the inside of you, but you may still have a physical problem in your body. Which one are you going to believe? Which one are you going to give the weight to, the priority to? If you can get to where you walk by faith and say, "I don't care what my body says. I don't care what the doctor says. Here's God's report. I believe it. I know that this is true. It's not something I'm trying to get God to do. I've already got it. He's already done his part. He's already placed on the inside of me the same power that raised Christ from the dead. I've already got it, and I'm going to let this truth dominate." You aren't denying that you have a physical problem over here in your body. You're just denying it the right to control. You're just denying that it is the only reality that there is. The spiritual world created this physical world. The parent force is greater than the force that it created. Spiritual reality existed before physical reality. And if you can get to where you believe what the Bible says about you in the spirit, what God is doing in the spiritual realm, if you can believe that God has already provided it, well, then that faith provides a bridge for what is in the spiritual world to come over into the physical world. But if you can't believe something that you can't see, if you're going to wait until the doctor proves that you're healed before you believe that you're healed, then you aren't going to have God's healing operate in your life. You're going to be limited to only what the doctor can produce, only what a pill can produce. If you can't believe that you're prosperous and that God has already given you an ability to get wealth while you're still poor, if you can't believe it until you have money in the bank and then you're going to believe, well, then you won't have God's prosperity. You might get an inheritance some other way. You might have something happen. You might be one of the 4.3 million people. I mean, the one person out of 4.3 million people that wins the lottery. But you know what? You aren't going to get it God's way unless you can believe in something that you can't see. And I just think that this is critical that you understand that there is a spiritual world. And when I'm talking about that God has already provided all of these things, it's in your born-again spirit that you have this healing and this prosperity and this joy and peace and love and all of these things. It's in the spirit. People say, "Well, that does me no good." Well, it does you a tremendous amount of good if you believe that you've already got it. And then releasing something that you've already got is infinitely easier than trying to go get God to do something that He hasn't already done. But if God has already done it, if He's already provided it, if He's already placed this on the inside of you, then you are infinitely better off. It's like instead of having to dig a well and get the water, your well's already dug. But now you got to draw it out. And so you just stick a bucket on a rope and you draw it out. It is infinitely easier to draw water out of a well than it is to dig a well and get that water to come in the first place. And this is the difference between what most Christians are doing. Most Christians do not believe that God has already done it. And the reason they don't believe it is because they can't see it, taste it, hear it, smell it, or feel it. Their five senses don't tell them that it's already there. And if you can't see it, well, then you just don't believe that it exists. Well, then you might as well turn off your TV set, because you know what? You can't see the TV signals. Somebody says, oh, yes, I can. I'm watching you on TV right now. No, you have a set that perceives these signals that are in the air. They're there, but you can't see or hear them. And that set receives something that is in a realm that you can't perceive, and then it rebroadcasts it in a way that you can see and hear it. But you know what? You aren't. That television set is not broadcasting this signal. We produce these signals. We produce the program. We send it to the television station. And then the station either broadcasts by satellite or by a tower, and they transmit. And these things are in an unseen realm. And television takes things that are in an unseen realm and puts it into a seen realm. And you know what? Most of us don't totally understand that. It boggles my mind that in this place where I am, in our television studio, there's not only the television program I'm making. Did you know that there's television signals from the local area that are in here? There are radio signals that are in here. There's internet signals that are in here. There's all kinds of things. And somebody says, well, no, there aren't. But why aren't there? Because I don't see them. I don't hear them. That doesn't mean that they aren't here. It just means that you aren't very smart. It just means you aren't dealing with reality. There's all kinds of things in an unseen realm around you. There's radio, television signals all of the time. And if you say, well, there is nothing because I can't see or hear it, it doesn't mean that it's not true. It just means that you aren't real smart. Likewise, for a Christian to say, but the Bible says I'm healed, but the doctor says I'm not, so why didn't God heal me? All that means is that you aren't real smart. That just means that you haven't renewed your mind. You don't understand that in the Spirit, you've already got this raising from the dead power. By His stripes, you've already been healed. And you need your eyes open, just like Elisha prayed for his servant. You need your eyes open to see that there are things that are real and reality that you can't perceive with your little peanut brain. You are going to have to accept it by faith. You are going to have to embrace these things because God's Word says it. And the Holy Spirit will quicken your heart and let you know that it's true. And you just need to trust and believe things that you can't see. And because Elisha believed this, he raised his hand and struck all of the Syrians blind, led them single file to the king of Israel, opened up their eyes, and a prophet without any weapons in the natural. He used the spiritual power, and he took the entire Syrian army captive. Did you know that you have power available to you that most people don't realize because it's in the spiritual realm?
Many of you may feel a desire to participate financially in a meaningful way. We'd like to give you the opportunity to invest yourself in building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers through the Foundation Builders Program. This special group of ministry partners is joining hands financially with Andrew and Jamie to make this vision a reality. Call, write, or go to our website to become a partner today. And see the virtual tour of the new Charis Bible College campus online at www.awmi.net. For decades under communism, Russia recruited Third World students to St. Petersburg to indoctrinate them in Soviet universities. Today, the students still come, but they no longer learn communism. They learn business, medicine, science, and law. Charis Bible College graduate Carrie Pickett has been there for 10 years, preparing these same professionals to return home with the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left and click on Ministry News. Discover what's happening at Andrew Womack Ministries.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in the New England area this week for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 25th through the 27th, in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting September 11th through the 16th, in Johnson City, Tennessee September 17th and 18th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado at Caris Christian Center Sunday, October 2nd. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 3rd through the 7th, in Warwick, England for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 24th through the 26th, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Andrew's complete teaching series titled, You've Already Got It, is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, You've Already Got It is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The third audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD titled, It's in the Spiritual Realm, free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
It is not enough for you to have need. Need doesn't motivate God. God is motivated by His own love to meet our needs, and His power is available. But the thing that will release or appropriate this power of God is faith.